What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Yeah, you know, I don't view it quite that way. The draft picks are opportunities to bring really good players into the organization. And yeah, you may keep them and draft them and develop them, and that may take 2 or 3 years. You may trade them that winter, and that can impact the team. So this is just, hopefully, you know, we're going to see what we do with the pick. I have no idea who we're taking with the 37th overall pick, but we'll bring a really good player into the organization that we wouldn't have otherwise had, and there's a number of ways to monetize, to extract value from a really good minor league player.
That was GM Mike Elias meeting with the media earlier today after he traded Brian Baker for a competitive balance A pick from the Rays for the 37th overall pick. Before we get to what Elias said, do want to update the people. Gunnar Henderson just hit a 400-foot two-run pinch hit home run to give the Orioles a 2-1 lead. It's the bottom of the eighth inning. O's have a runner on first. Nobody out. But what did you make of what Mike Elias said? Because he was asked the question, well, why not a prospect instead of...
I told you why not a prospect. Prospect, there's an expectation already attached to him. A prospect, especially one who's already having some level of success in one organization, would be expected to come over here and actually show you something between now and the end of the year when ostensibly this guy would be evaluated to keep his job. But this draft pick... I mean, by the time he even gets signed and comes over, maybe dabbles in the Florida Coast League or you can't be judged on it. And the industry will give him the benefit of the doubt because his first couple drafts were pretty good. His first draft was awesome. Took the wrong guy 1-1, but his first draft was awesome. And so I think that's exactly what it was. The real question for me is, okay, so now is he going to go full bore down this road? Is he going to systematically go about eliminating the pieces, unlike Baker, who don't have a future here because they're not controllable, and really trying to see what kind of a haul he can get to reset himself?
Well, he was asked that question. Does this move indicate that maybe it's a fire sale in Birdland?
I think it's a step in that direction. I mean, there's no way around that. The timing of the draft, and when you have draft picks involved in the trades, kind of front loads these decisions, and it's earlier than my comfort level, but we thought it was a really good return and a good trade for everyone, so we did it. This team is playing much, much better since the beginning of the season, and I think we've been playing at a playoff clip for a while, and the team's looking more and more like it should and like itself, and I think they're going to continue to play really well, and we're not relenting or taking our foot off the gas pedal. I think this team's moving in a good direction out on the field, and we're going to have guys getting healthy and coming up to help the team. But right now, this is a trade that we wanted to make.
Made the trade before his comfort level. This is earlier than he would like, but the main reason, he wanted that pick.
had a lot. He's already picking like 31 and 34. Like, I guess he really wants to control, you know, pick 30 to 40. I don't know. Well, I do know. It's a nameless, faceless cog that will have a financial value attached to it because it's a slotted system, and he'll probably, you know, earn brownie points with his billionaire by getting him for less than slot. And he can't be judged on it for 3 years, and it'll help boost his organizational rankings. I just think there is, boy, a rich irony. And again, the Rays being a team adding now, and yes, they have to sell, but let's look at what they're buying. Because if he keeps making moves like this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Then they're going to have to go out and win the offseason.
Absolutely. And we've been wondering, okay, you knew that the guys that are on expiring contracts, obviously Mike Elias is going to be listening on them. But Baker, 3 more years of control. We keep bringing up the name Felix Bautista, 2 more years of control. Mike Elias, is this going to be a theme? Are you going to trade more of these guys with multiple years of control?
Yeah, it's not an agenda item to move any good players with multiple years of team control. So I would view it as us acting on a one-off opportunity. I mean, it's not a player that we were shopping or anything like that. The opportunity came. We had a motivated partner. We had a deadline coming up with the draft, and we thought it was a really good return, and we said yes.
We've heard multiple reports now that it sounds like Felix Bautista's untouchable for the Orioles.
If they weren't getting calls before this, of course they were. They're definitely getting them now, because however he wants to message it, he just traded a guy who wasn't making any money, who seemed to be coming into his own, who had years of control. Now, what he didn't have is options, so that does limit you a little bit. And we know that, look, I'm no big Baker defender. He's been more bad than good. And there's always troughs with him, and when he hits those troughs, you'd like to be able to continue to send him to Norfolk for a reset. And last year, he had an extended reset in Norfolk the first half of the season. I mean, through June. I remember being down there looking at Jackson Holliday in June, and Baker was probably their best reliever then, and it was still a few more weeks before he came up. So that limits it, and I get it. But listen to him talk about this in the passive voice. He talks about this the way the owner talks about his baseball operation, like it's just the thing that happened to me, and I was just along for the ride, and they put this in front of me, and I thought it made sense. Like as if that somehow alters the outcome, which is you traded a cheap guy, controllable, who was one of your manager. I don't think he's a major league manager. He's your major league manager. He liked him so much he blew a game the other night because he stuck with him longer than anybody would who's watched the totality of Brian Baker's career, because he thought Brian Baker gave him the best chance to hold off the Mets and win that game.
Flashback to 2022. Not similar. Orioles were ahead of schedule at that point, and they were in the mix for a wild card spot. Mike Elias opted to sell, traded Trey Mancini, traded Jorge Lopez, said that, look, numbers say we're not going to make the playoffs, and then he had to fly to Houston to apologize to the team. So he was asked this go around, how can you tell the team that they're still competing when you already have a sell side trade?
I think there's a lot of transactions in this business, and you know, it's not always linear. And you know, you look at Detroit last year, they basically traded away some major league players, and their play continued to improve, and they made the playoffs. And you know, it's this is a team that is moving in the right direction. And you know, we still have a lot of time left before the deadline, but this was a trade with the draft coming up in a couple days that we had to make a decision on. Didn't want to pass up on the opportunity.
So bringing up the Tigers of last
year. Yeah, which is, it happened. Yeah. And I've said time and time again, it's part of the reason that they should lean full bore into trading the guys who have expiring contracts, for sure, and others. Like, I'm on the record, I would be entertaining Batista big time. And that's not an indication on him. It's the position. It's the role and the ability to find people who can do that role. Yeah, it's not necessarily waving the white flag. However, if you're going to lean into pieces that are decidedly the better part of a half decade away from helping you, then that's also very telling. And that's also worth keeping track of. Because this is an opportunity to get kids who are 23, 24, 25, 26. Don't all have to be an 18 to 21-year-old who's about to hear his name called for the first time.
Ramon Laureano hit a sac fly. Orioles lead the Mets 3-1. Bottom of the eighth inning. Runners on first and third with two outs. Coming up next, Tony Gwynn Jr., Odyssey MLB Insider. We'll get Tony's initial reaction to the Orioles trading Brian Baker for a draft pick. Will also go around MLB with Tony as well. It's Inside Access on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply.
Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.